Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Ali D.
Yeah, speaking.
Hello, Mr. D. Just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native, mixed?
White.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all. Next, 10 means that you are extremely motivated. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay, 7.
That will be what?
7.
Thank you so much, sir. Regardless of how you had previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Well, that would be a strong Democrat or not so strong?
I would say nothing is ever strong.
Okay.
But now it's strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
I would say dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you very much. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congregational elections? Healthcare costs, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, immigration and border security, any of those so far?
No.
Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, improving K through 12 public school education, inflation and economy, any of those?
Yes, racial discrimination. Definitely.
Okay, racial discrimination, okay. Thank you very much.
Can I select more or just one?
No, I have a few more. Next,
okay,
protecting protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence?
No.
Okay, next question. Generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's about the same.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you so much. Next question. How often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say often, not often, or not at all?
I'll say often.
Thank you very much. How often will you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preferences in your everyday life? Often, or not at all?
I'll say based on my sexual orientation, not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you very much. Next question. How concerned are you about rights and freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you concerned, somewhat concerned, not at all concerned?
Concerned.
That will be very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Yeah, very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. Next question. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Joe Biden?
75.
Thank you. Democratic Party?
80.
Thank you very much. Taylor Swift?
I'm not.
You don't know?
I'm not familiar.
Okay, you're not familiar. No problem. That's an answer. Ron DeSantis?
0.
0. Thank you. Donald Trump?
25.
Thank you very much. The NAACP.
NAACP, I'll say 50.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. 60.
Yep. 60. Thank you. The Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights.
60.
Thank you very much. Next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Colonel West, who would you vote for? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Colonel West?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Next question. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all worried?
Very worried.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Is that a somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat. Thank you. Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
That will be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Next question. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and employment? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
That will be strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Number one, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. That's the first one. Second one, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which statement fits you the most?
The first statement.
Okay. Would you strongly agree with the first one or somewhat agree with the first one?
Somewhat agree with the first one.
Thank you very much. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined and under threat. 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. A commitment to Christian ideals. 0 to 10.
5.
5. Thank you very much. Immigration to this country.
Seven.
Thank you very much. The right to bear arms.
6.
Thank you. Equal economic opportunities for all.
7.
Thank you. Freedom to protest the police or government.
Freedom to what? I'm sorry?
Freedom to protest the police or government.
Seven.
Seven. Thank you. Police that treat everyone the same.
7.
Okay. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
8.
Thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree at all with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority of the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental and civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected students' debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all of us, all of our lives, and we need the Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful. 0 to 10.
10. Strongly agree with this.
Thank you. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we do not fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Next question. We just about done here. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you very much. Which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was more responsible for your change in motivation? What made you change your
To preserve our freedom.
Okay, freedom. Okay. Thank you very much.
And our, preserve our democracy and freedom.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you very much. Next question, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. Oh, 18 younger, yes. I'm sorry. Okay. 18 years or younger, yes.
Okay, yes. Okay, no problem. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month. Thank you very much. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I say urban.
Urban. Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of the survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time, and every single one of your opinions count. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.